Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I was having a conversation the other day with my neighbor, who's a great guy, and he's done very well for himself, and he's at that age where, you know, he's not actually fully retired, but in his words, when I asked him, when we're talking about what he does every day, and whether he's working full time or not, and he said, "There's nothing I do that I don't want to do." And I thought to myself, that's an amazing place to be in life. Imagine being in a situation where you literally don't have to do anything that you don't want to do, and you just don't. Incredible. And I'd like to be there. I'm not there. I think I'm fairly close given my age, but I'm not there. But what about, you know, you talk about having something to aspire to. Aspire to do only what you want to do in life and live each day that way, so that you don't get involved with any projects that you don't want anything to do with. And there are steps that you can take to get there. You know, the first is to love what you do every day for work and figure out a way to monetize your passion. And if you're monetizing your passion, certainly it's something you're going to enjoy doing. Now, you may not enjoy doing every task that's involved with that project, but you take those tasks that you don't enjoy and you find somebody else who has a strength in that particular area, and you get them to do it. So essentially what you're doing is you're in a position where you delegate those things that you don't want to be doing. So now you're focused only on those things that you truly want to be doing. And by the way, if you want to be doing it, chances are you're pretty good at it. And for me, if I'm going to start to organize my office and organize files, it's not something that I really enjoy doing, and therefore it's not something that I really want to do or that I'm particularly good at. But yet, you know, I have people on my team that I work with that are amazing at things like that would enjoy it. And so there are certain people that are great at things. There's certain of us that are not. And why not find those things that you really enjoy doing and focus on those? The other thing that gets you there is to make sure that whatever you're doing, if you're doing something that you don't absolutely love, that you are saving enough money as you're doing it so that you can create some independence. You know, the joke is that when they call it the FU money, right? When you have enough money that you could live the rest of your life without having to work anymore. Right? That is a great place to be. And that puts you in a position to be able to do exactly what my neighbor suggested. And that is nothing that I don't want to do. Right? So if you could amass enough wealth that you don't need your job and you're not dependent on a primary income, that changes the game very, very dynamically from where you were before. And then the third area would be to spend time with people that you enjoy being with, right? But do everything you can to not spend time with people that you don't enjoy being with, right? These people that suck the energy out of you, these people that are incredibly negative. People, when you leave, you're less happy than when you got there. That's a sign. So what do? You simply refuse to spend time with people that you don't enjoy being with. And this may not be a realistic one for some of us because there are family members that we're, you know, maybe we have issues with that we just cannot completely avoid in some cases. But for the most part, if they're friends, you choose your friends. And if you have a friend that's bringing you down, maybe you don't spend time with that, because again, if they're bringing you down, that should be something you don't want to do. So I just keep looking at this and saying, how can I spend a higher percentage of my time doing that which I want to do? And ultimately, how can I spend all of my time only doing what I want to do? And that to me is a wonderful goal to have. And so you just set yourself up. There's several ways to do it. You distance yourself from people that don't bring you joy in life. You amass enough wealth so that you create financial independence for yourself, and you find what it is that you're passionate about, and you spend your time doing that. And once you can do all that, and you can establish the business that you want to be in or the task that you want to do, if there's certain aspects of that that you don't enjoy doing or that you're not particularly good at doing, find somebody that is and bring them on board. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there are other links they can click on or they can get on Apple or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I just want you to think about my neighbor. There's nothing he does that he doesn't want to do. What can you do to align yourself so that all the tasks you're taking on, all the activities you're doing, everything you're doing in your life, or as much as humanly possible, are things that you only want to do that bring you joy?